By law, the DOT has to do a cost-benefit analysis on projects to figure out whether state employees or consultants can do the job cheaper. A nonpartisan audit reviewed about a year's worth of those reports and found that for roughly 60% of them, state engineers were indeed the cheaper option. Nevertheless, the DOT hired private engineers for all the jobs at an extra cost to the state of $1.2 million. The findings angered majority Democrats on the legislature's audit committee. Madison Assemblyman Mark Pocan grilled the department on the findings.
Why? Simply, why do we have such unusual usage compared to other neighboring states of outside consultants, especially when we're looking at this audit and other people who brought information to us that shows it's so much more costly? I mean, if we knew something was going to cost more 60% of the time, I probably wouldn't do it. Maybe that's just me. I'm a little frugal.
Rory Rinesmith, a deputy administrator at the DOT, told Pocan that the department was doing what it could, given the current size of its workforce. He said that while the state was taking on more and more road work, it was not hiring more and more staff.
And so we have gone the route of use of consultant engineers to supplement our staff to accommodate that growing program.
The audit also found that some neighboring states, including Iowa, Indiana, and Minnesota, reported rarely using private consultants for their engineering work. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.